Let's go to the movies. I wanted to review the film 13 Hours about the six soldiers who, as contractors, fought to protect the U.S. State Department special mission compound in a nearby CIA station in Benghazi on September 11th, 2012. It was the attack where the U.S. ambassador to Libya, J. Christopher Stevens, was killed, along with his information officer and two other soldiers, both of whom were former Navy SEALs. The unanswered questions about, it's now simply referred to as Benghazi, as well as the destruction of Libya, is really plaguing U.S. foreign policy and relations, and it's going to be likely to be a big issue in the campaign. But I've still not been able to, I decided I would watch it to try and understand what was happening. One allegation that the group at the in Benghazi, the Americans, were laundering the Libyan arms that captured in the invasion over to the groups in Syria. And that may or may not be true. I haven't been able to ascertain for sure if it was true or not. But the Benghazi story and another one, American Sniper, which I watched this week, which is arguably one of the most depressing movies I've ever watched, in part because I believe the U.S. government is responsible for the death of Chris Kyle, the famous Navy SEAL sniper who was killed recently, several years back, and the movie's about. We're seeing all sorts of instances where U.S. special forces have been killed or assassinated, I believe, by the American military or American government, and it's a very worrisome issue. I would love to see someone like Charlie Ferguson do a documentary about Libya, like the one he did about Iraq. But I am worried that we are highly dependent on the U.S. Special Forces. And at this point, they could become more worried about friendly fire than doing their job. And that's not a good situation. The other thing is a point that Saker brought up, and I used it as our excerpt in the little Just a Taste. Where's the incentive to cooperate? Russia looks at what we did to Libya, what we did to Iraq, and says, no way, I don't want that done to me. And when we discuss Haiti with Dr. Cherry, we'll see the same thing. So, you know, the U.S. is increasingly looking like the scorpion in the story of the scorpion, the frog, and it's a bit scary.